We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's tough to judge from an excerpt what the whole book is really going to be, but obviously that part that appeared in the New York Post wasn't positive towards
Jeter. I didn't read it at all.
Jeter.
I read a little of it, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, some of it we already knew.
It's a big two-page spread in the Post today.
Yeah. Stuff we already knew about Jeter and handling the Marlins and kind of going to Giancarlo Stanton and basically telling him either you're going to the Giants or the Cardinals or we're going to screw you. You know, basically you're going to stay here forever and we're going to put no talent around you. Giancarlo called him on that bluff and we saw what happened. He ended up with the Yankees. So it worked out pretty well for Giancarlo and worked out well for the Yankees. But as far as Jeter, the owner, is concerned, we have seen a lot of examples of great players, all-time greats, go into either front office jobs or being an actual owner and then being just terrible at it. Now, I don't know if Derek Jeter's going to be terrible at it. So far, he's off to a bad start. I don't think there's any question. He inherits this talented team. Sure, they're losing money and basically gets rid of all their guys.
I don't think Magic Johnson's doing too good either.
That's another example. I don't think Michael Jeffrey Jordan has done the greatest job in the world.
No, that is true.
So it's not easy. And John Elway, it's been mixed because
he did win a Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl, yes. So you could say ultimately he's
great. Right.
But since then, it's like he's trying a different quarterback every year.
Like they're looking at what they just signed. Who did they just sign?
Joe Flacco.
Oh, Flacco, right.
They made a deal for Joe Flacco.
Right.
So the returns on him are a little bit mixed. And wasn't Dan Marino president of the Dolphins for 30 minutes?
Yeah, not long.
And then
I don't think that really lasted.
He realized.
You could even look at a guy like Matt Millen. Not that he was.
Oh.
He didn't do a great job in Detroit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
Millen.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I feel terrible because Millen's a good dude.
Yeah, and he's had his physical problems.
He's had health issues. Yep. And what I feel bad about is it's the same with Jordan, Magic, and Jeter. You can't be great at everything.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
And it shouldn't ruin somebody's legacy because they were that bad.
No.
And in Millen's case, unfortunately, I hate to say this, for my generation, you hear the name Matt Millen, that's all you think about.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
He was a tremendous player.
Right.
He was a great linebacker at Penn State. Actually played defensive line at Penn State, and then he was a great linebacker, you know, with the Raiders, with the Redskins, with the Niners. He was a good player.
And it's unfair that when you hear his name, that's all you think about. A couple of football things, though, I want to throw at you. Number one, Vontaze Burfict is signing with the Oakland Raiders. And it's weird to me, not just the Burfict Antonio Brown thing from a few years ago in the playoffs. I heard Giannotti say this morning, and I thought last night this as well. It both popped into our minds, and G and I are the same generation. We don't remember the dirty Raiders of the 70s.
Mm.
But why does it seem like you can change the owner, maybe not the blood of the owner.
Right.
You can change the coaches. You can change
the generation.
Jets. It's similar.
And the Jets are even changing the uniforms this year.
I know, which I'm scared of.
Can't wait for that.
Now I'm scared of it. I wasn't before.
I know. I am, too.
You could change all this stuff. They're going to Vegas, and they still want to bring in the dirty, controversial player.
Yeah.
Does it feel that way?
Well,
and Vontaze
Burfict. That's been their MO forever. But,
forever.
You know.
And that's my point. Like, it doesn't change.
Yeah.
And Burfict, who's still only 28, it's amazing to think he's still young. He's a former Pro Bowler, but he doesn't play anymore because he's either suspended or hurt.
He is true.
He's always suspended. Yeah.
He cost him that play. The one playoff game Marvin Lewis was about to win with A.J. McCarron at quarterback against Pittsburgh, he cost him the game.
And that I think that was the same game when he went after Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And Brown basically
and
said
they're
after.
Teammates.
You're right.
Now he loves him.
Well, you know, in football more than especially basketball where there's only, you know, a handful of guys on a roster, you can be on offense, on defense, and never talk to the guy. There's 53 guys in the room.
You know, that is definitely
You don't
true.
Have to talk to him.
That's true.
I mean, think about this, Joe. There's less people working here. We don't talk to everybody at the radio station.
No, no.
Mainly because we don't see them.
We don't talk to a lot of people. We don't talk to even when we do see them.
Right.
Right, Ernie's.
So I think the whole.
Ernie's laughing, by the way.
The Brown-Burfict thing is kind of overrated. They may never see each other. And they'll glance at each other and, you know, kind of smile or something. But they really never have to see each other that much. And the other thing, there was a few other football things. Oh, yeah, Trevor Siemian. Do you want him to be the Jets backup?
It doesn't matter. Hey, I said this to you before. Whoever the Jet backup is, if that guy's playing, the Jets are in trouble.
That's a very good point.
I mean, let's be honest. So whether it's Trevor Siemian, whether it's A.J. McCarron, or Davis Webb, it doesn't matter. If that guy's playing, there's problems.
Yeah, you need Sam Darnold playing every game for the rest of his career.
Yeah, indeed. You know, like Eli.
Like Eli.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, here's the other thing, and this was from over the weekend. Yeah. I got to throw it at you. So I'm not a big fan of Ben Roethlisberger. I think Ben Roethlisberger gets away with way too much in Pittsburgh.
He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
He's definitely a diva.
I would use a big different time. Term that I can't use on the air, but it starts with an A.
Yeah, no, and he is that too.
And it, you know. Okay.
Right.
So Josh Brown, who used to be a running back with the, or Josh Harris, I should say, not Josh Brown.
Right.
Josh Harris used to be a running back with the Steelers, on Twitter accused Roethlisberger of purposely fumbling a football to spite Coach Todd Haley, who was the offensive coordinator.
Are you serious?
He accused him of it. Said he intentionally did it because Ben wanted to take a knee and Haley wanted to run a play. And Ben was ticked off about it and basically said, they were up by two scores at the time, and said, you know what? I'm going to spite you. Right. I'm going to fumble
on purpose. This wasn't Kenny Stabler for the Raiders in his 70s fumbling the ball in the fumble ruse to try to win the game.
No, a little different.
That wasn't it.
Harris writes, 2014, week 17, we're playing the Bengals. Todd Haley called a run play with very little time left in the game. Ben wanted to kneel. He rolled his eyes in the huddle. He then purposely fumbles the ball. I had to recover it, and that was the moment I kind of knew what type of person he was. Now, Bruce Gradkowski, the former backup, said that's not true. Now, I'm not saying it's true or not, but I got to tell you, I actually trust the running back on the field more than I do the backup quarterback who probably likes Ben and is on the sideline.
Well, I'm surprised Ben just didn't overrule Haley and just take a knee.
He could have done that.
I mean, you always hear the stories about Jim McMahon with Ditka. He didn't care. I mean, he did what he wanted.
You know why, though, it makes sense to fumble? Because you're making Haley look like an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
If you take
a knee.
If that's
what you're looking to do.
Oh, yeah, no question. So it's one of those things where it's a he said, she said thing. Ben's going to deny it. Who knows what Haley ever says. All I'm saying is I would trust a guy in the huddle who sees him roll his eyes and sees that more than a guy who's on the sidelines.
No, I would agree with you. You're right.
But imagine if that's true. Wasn't there accusations that Gary Sheffield did stuff like that? But then we had Gary on, and he didn't he deny
it? Yeah, when he played for the Brewers, I think, right?
Yeah.
That he intentionally misplayed balls in the infield.
And we brought it up to him a few years
ago. Made errors.
What did he say to us? Didn't he deny it, or he had some reasoning or something? I don't know.
Denied a few things.
He did deny a few things. I liked Gary Sheffield.
No,
it was
I
good interview.
Him too.
He was a hell of a hitter.
Noel.
How about that, though? He purposely fumbled the ball. And like you said, the report that the giant brass took Dwayne Haskins out to dinner.
For what that's worth.
Well, here's what they should be doing, and they're doing it. They got to investigate everything.
Hey, look, I like Haskins. If the Giants did take him, I think he's got a chance to be a good quarterback, to be very honest.
No,
with.
I agree with you.
I really agree with you.
That's why, we had a call earlier say, hey, you're the Giants. Which of these quarterbacks would you run with? I think Haskins has the best career of any of the guys on the board.
Okay.
And I admit,
Rosen?
Yeah, including Rosen.
Yeah, maybe.
But the appeal of Rosen is that I'm not using a first-round pick to get him. I'd have to for Haskins, maybe more, if I have to trade up. And B, I've got the easy out if I don't like what I see in 1 year. You're not doing that if you draft a quarterback in the first round.
No.
You know that.
No, Haskins.
Unless you're the Cardinals.
Right. But, I mean, if they draft Haskins, I mean, I could see there where it's going to be the Kansas City model where Eli's going to play and then Haskins is going to, be eased in.
Yes.
I could see that.
If Rosen's here, I think the model is Rosen has to play.
I would think so.
That's the way I'd look at it.
I think you're right.
A quick Yankee update, and then we'll get back to your calls. This is from Brian Hoke. Luis Severino made 25 throws at 60 feet this morning. He said his mechanics were off because it had been 2 weeks, but he felt no pain. He'll throw again tomorrow, then take a day off. So that's good. That's a step in the right direction for Luis Severino, that at least he's making these throws from 60 feet, and he feels no pain. The key is going to be, how does he feel tomorrow? Can he throw tomorrow? How does he feel the day after that? And then you take it step by step, and the Yankees are certainly hoping they can see him back sooner than later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.